For KZYX News, I'm Jason Marash with an update on the storm for Lake and Mendocino counties. Forecasts for the Russian and Navarro rivers, which were predicted not to flood Tuesday, are now reaching higher peaks today, Wednesday. According to the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, the Russian River is expected to reach the 18-foot monitor stage by early Thursday morning and peak just below the flood stage at 21 feet. Floodwaters, the Sheriff's Office said, may hit farmland along its banks in Hopland. Still, Highway 175 in the town is likely to close. Meanwhile, the Navarro River is forecasted to exceed the minor flood stage at 23 feet by 4 a.m. tomorrow Thursday and peak at 27 feet later in the morning. This should cause State Route 128 to close, but homes shouldn't be impacted. In Lake County, the Sheriff's Office has issued a release saying Scott's Creek is expected to peak 2 feet higher than was seen last week. That level is expected to reach the watershed by just after midnight Thursday morning. If your home or property is at risk, the sheriff encourages you to take action now, secure your belongings, and leave early. With that, let's take a look at the local road conditions. There are plenty of traffic hazards to look out for throughout Mendocino County. On the Comchi-Ukiah Road east of Mendocino, there is a low-hanging tree larger than a telephone pole in the eastbound lane, while in Manchester near Oz Farm, there are some downed power lines at the intersection of Mountain View and Rancheria Roads. A tree is also blocking the road at Sherwood Road and Hawker Lane in Fort Bragg, in the eastbound lane on State Highway 1 near Schooner Gulch Road in Galloway, and on Point Cabrillo Drive just south of Overton Drive. There is one-way traffic control on Highway 1 north of Chadbourne Gulch due to the outbreak of a small brush fire. PG&E is out assessing the situation. Another traffic hazard can be found on the 43,000 block of Orchard Road next to Doyle Creek. However, further information wasn't given. Be especially careful on the US 101 north of Pieta as there is a small mudslide on the northbound side and water flowing across both lanes. There is no word when these roads will be clear. With that, let's take a look at the power situation. According to PG&E's outage website, about 600 customers lost electricity in Caspar around 3:10 p.m. Wednesday. The cause is currently being investigated. There is no estimate on when service will be restored. Another significant outage was reported in Nice at 1:30 p.m. as crews found damaged equipment on a power pole. Electricity is expected to return to 30 customers by 8 p.m. Wednesday evening. For KZYX News, I'm Jason Marash.